And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. It is that time of year. It is summertime, and we are starting off our coverage of the 2019 Mizzou International Composers Festival, which goes from July 22nd through the 27th. It all culminates in a show with a resident ensemble, Alarm Will Sound, performing the music of the eight resident composers for this year's MICF, and we've got one of those resident composers, an actual resident composer, because you're a resident of Columbia.
For four more days.
I'm here with Aaron Mencher. Aaron, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Well, so I guess we'll start with, I always like to start these off by asking, what got you into music in the first place?
Sure. So I guess long, long ago, I have an older sister, Allie, and when she was in kindergarten, she started taking group piano lessons at the elementary school, and I was like, I want to do that. I was like three at the time, like totally not ready to be playing piano, and so like when you start kindergarten, like you can do that, like it's fine. And so when I started kindergarten, I like took over our little itty bitty keyboard in the house, so much so that my sister quit.
Because
she's like, this was supposed to be my thing. No, Aaron's doing it too much. And so that's kind of how I got started in music. And then I joined the band program. I played clarinet. I still play clarinet here. I picked up guitar. I dabbled in all sorts of things. I played in jazz bands, a brief stint in a Christian rock band. And then it all kind of led to me being involved in theater. There was a now defunct community theater in my little suburb of Atlanta. When I was like, hey, I just finished playing in a musical. I would love to do more musicals. Do you guys do musicals? And they're like, no, we're too small for that. But if you can do sound design and incidental music, which is kind of like film scoring, but for theater, we'd love to have you. And this was, I had written like maybe one piece of music and it was horrible, like totally not qualified to be doing this. I was like, sure, I can do that. Definitely couldn't, but whatever. I took the jump, and the people there ended up being the best for me. The lady who's kind of running the whole show, Margarita, just like an absolute champion for me and really like pushed me to do whatever I wanted to do that would help this show, and really just helped me realize that, wow, I really love writing music. And so after a couple of years of that, I started applying to college. I ended up here, and then now we're here.
Nice.
And now we're talking about Alarm Will Sound, so it's a lot of fun.
That's great. So I guess that's what got you into composition then as well. That's very cool. And you've done a lot of composition here, particularly with the clarinet with Professor Warnhoff.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about some of those pieces.
Oh my gosh. Dr. Warnhoff is an absolute champion for me. I really couldn't do it without him. I guess it started my sophomore year. I had written a piece for myself because I had never played my own music before. And I was like, you know, I should really know what it feels like to play something that I write. And so it was a piece for clarinet and live electronics. So essentially I play into a microphone. The microphone processes it with the computer. I wrote a little computer program to process it. And then you hear both my sound and the sound of the computer all at once. And it's kind of fun. And Dr. Warnhoff heard the dress rehearsal to it, and he's like, wow, that's really cool. Who wrote that? And he realizes it's like me standing on stage. He's like, oh, that's awesome. I want to play that. And so he played that piece. He's played that piece like 8 or 9 times now. And he was like, you know, I really want Aaron to write me a piece. And so I wrote him a trio for clarinet, violin, and piano called Perspectives. He played it at a recital of his on campus. And then he had me write another piece for him after that, for a student ensemble. It was 4 clarinets. I wrote it about the Dutch painter Mondrian. And so that was fun. And then like, just like every time he's like, what's next? And, like, if I didn't have something ready for him, he's like, want to write me another piece? And so most recently that ended up being, I guess it was last spring. I was like, you know, I don't know what to write next. Like, I don't have anything going on. And he's like, well, what do you want to write? It's like, well, I'd really love to write a clarinet concerto, but who's going to ask a 21-year-old to write a clarinet concerto? He's like, how about me? I'll play it. If you can convince the orchestra director to play it, like, let's do it. And so, like, I furiously type up a little contract to send to the orchestra director, Dr. Ford. And, like, the next morning, I'm, like, standing in his office, like, sign this, please. And so now this fall, the University Philharmonic and Dr. Warnhoff will be playing a clarinet concerto of mine. And it's been like a dream come true to be able to do this, because like as a clarinetist, it's like, it's kind of like that bucket list piece. Like, this would be so awesome. And to have Dr. Warnhoff playing the solo part is just really, really special to me.
That's awesome. So tell me about the piece that you're composing now for Alarm Will Sound. So you've, the process is that you enter into a, basically, like, it's not a contest, but it's like you apply to be one of the resident composers, right, at the Mizzou International Composers Festival. And then the reward is that, you've been picked and now you get to write this piece for Alarm Will Sound. What's it like going into that? And what's your piece like?
So the application process, I try to forget about. I apply to a bunch of things. Most of them don't work out. And so, like, you just apply to things and then you hope something good happens. If it doesn't, whatever, you move on. So with this piece, kind of something that I've been interested in recently is writing music about, like, the little things that, like, kind of make life interesting. And so I guess the beginning of this piece was actually last fall. So I've lived in the same apartment for 3 years and never really decorated it, much to the chagrin of my girlfriend. And she's like, you know, Aaron, you really need to spice up your apartment. Like, this is really, really ugly. It is. It's student housing. I was like, what should I do? And she's like, you know, you should really buy some houseplants. I was like, okay. We go to Lowe's. I buy some succulents. And, like, don't think anything of it. And, like, they sit on my window. And then, like, a couple months later, like, buy a couple more. And it's, like, all of a sudden, like, I have, like, a solid, like, little window garden going. And what's interesting is all of the plants kind of spiral out of each other, like, the way they grow. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, this is really awesome. Like you take care of it and they kind of grow out in these little spirals. And so, like, writing this piece, I was like, I started with this little itty bitty snippet of music, like maybe a second and a half long, and it just slowly spirals out of itself and changes as it grows. And so I thought that, like, kind of using this little plant that's maybe 4 inches tall won't get any bigger became this really nice metaphor for this piece, and how when you're writing, you're kind of a gardener. You work on it, nothing happens. You work on it again, maybe a little bit happens. And, like, it's just this slow, like, process, and you just kind of keep working it and, like, kind of farming it until eventually you have a piece that is something you're happy with. And so that's kind of where this piece came from. And hopefully it sounds decent. We'll find out. But knowing Alarm Will Sound, it'll be awesome. So
yeah, that's great.
I'm super excited about it.
Oh, you should be. It's a great opportunity, and it's going to be super great. And it's a great show every year, by the way. People who have never been to the Eight World Premieres this will be at the Missouri Theater again this year. And again, that's actually coming up on July 27th. That's what we're all working towards. And what we'll be talking about here on Mizzou Music for about the next, 10 weeks, 11 weeks, something like that. It's a great show, and we get to hear all of these composers' pieces, and they're all performed for the first time live right there on the Missouri Theater stage by Alarm Will Sound. It's great. Aaron, thanks so much for coming out. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Is the piece done?
The piece is done.
I
mailed it, and it's in their hands now.
Well, that's good. It's off your chest.
It's off my chest. When I was in the UPS store, I was so happy to have it done. I was like, take it.
You got the tube in your hand. You're like, done. Get it out of here. Done. Well, best of luck. I look forward to hearing the pieces.
Thank you so
much. And we look forward to seeing the show. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you very much.